This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy, ripping you a news one.
Good morning. Hello, I'm Steve N. Allen. Eric not with us today, so we get... I'm not sure what the phrase is. It feels wrong just to define you as a replacement co-host, because you've been here, you've seen things, dude, you've suffered. Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Toulson is with us again.
Hello. Yes, an unprepared Eric McIlroy. That's what you get from me.
That's what you should put on your posters. It's brilliant. And later on, we will, of course, do the Eric McIlroy impression, because people love it so much.
They do.
And he listens back, so we'll make sure we get that. So before we crack into the show, life good?
Life good, apart from my journey this morning, which I've already moaned about to you.
I think we can bring that to the air shortly. Don't worry, that's the news that people want.
Let's save the listeners from my gripes.
You were Northern Line. I've got some Hammersmith and City Line action to bring.
Hammersmith and Shitty, as it's known.
Beautiful. Because I see what you did. What you did is you took...
Oh, I didn't do it, Steve. This is not my work.
It's not original, but it's apposite, and there's nothing wrong with bringing it. I appreciate it. So we'll delve into that. But first, before we look at this stuff, well, here's what we normally do. Normally, we start off the show with a series of show-opening one-liners that have been written through the week. I have not prepared for that.
Right.
These are just going to be some... And Eric's not been here to help, obviously. So these are...
big difference.
A series of... Well, you'll find out. A series of one-liners... Written from today's Metro. Today's Metro, a free newspaper that I picked up because it's free. Let's see what we got here. A British adventurer and his team of explorers smashed the record for the fastest crossing of Greenland's ice cap. Although, to be fair, with climate change, that ice cap is now 2 yards across. A new poll says that most people think Scotland will be independent within a decade, which is impressive, because that's quicker than the Royal Bank of Scotland will be independent. Oh, I don't even know if that makes sense. But that's a thing. I'd say that one to less, because that is terrible. A study has found that staff are being tempted into new jobs with an array of feel-good perks, such as Indian head massage and colonic irrigation. It's one episode of The Apprentice I'm rather glad I didn't tune in for. Rat droppings, human urine and arsenic have been found in fake beauty products. Why? Because you're worth it. A study has found that most unfaithful people are called Nathan or Megan. Megan, that's right. So, dear future husband, get ready to be a cuckold. In China, a school apologised after a teacher described a child's project as dog fart, making it the first time in history that the teacher has implied that the homework was eaten by the dog. And this is the worst joke I've ever written. Here we go. From today's Metro. Police were called to a school when a 9-year-old pupil started waving a ruler in the playground. Ready for the tortured pun? It was a measured response. So those were the show-opening one-liners from today's Metro.
How do you feel about them?
I blame the Hammersmith and City Line in many ways.
Yeah?
But it's where it happened. Measured response, because it's a ruler.
I think that the joke is flawless.
Okay.
What I'm questioning is he was waving around, and what the teachers thought it was a gun or a replica.
Well, I'm assuming they were playing swords, because that's what you do with a ruler, isn't it?
Yeah.
So having a fake sword in a school seemed inappropriate. They thought, call the police.
Right. Yeah.
Whoop whoop.
Slight overreaction from. It's worrying when teachers can no longer recognise, such as the underfunding of this government.
Yeah.
They don't recognise a ruler.
When trying to sit down there and recognise the other utensils used for mathematics, it can get quite protracted. I could do this all day, and we really shouldn't, because that'd be terrible. But this is the part of the show where we get to find out what's going to be in the show, which means producer Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Sorry about those jokes.
Could we have a little meeting after the show?
Which one was your favourite one?
I quite liked the one that I really remember so well.
Oh, that one. That's my favourite as well. It's weird that.
So
blame the Hammersmith City.
It's my second show, and Eric isn't here, and he was here last week. Do I need to be?
I take it as a hint.
Yeah.
He's a bit precious. He can only work with a certain type of people.
People he wants to punch.
People with low standards. The only people he can work with.
I work with anyone, so you're fine.
Fantastic.
Oh, you two have not met, have you?
No.
Oh,
hi.
How very rude
Lovely
of
to
me.
Meet you, Luke.
Amanda Luke, the commander.
So,
a new producer. So she's going to tell us what's happening in the show.
Absolutely.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It's why we don't need to be prepared. It's fine.
So in today's show, you're going to be kicking off in the first hour with a couple of juicy stories. Apparently, Prince Charles has been bashing out a few letters about various, mainly animals, really, isn't it? Different varieties of fish.
He loves the animals, but he talks to plants. I don't get this dude.
Is he into fox hunting? Is he one of the pro fox hunting people?
I would assume not, because he's quite the animal conservationist. Although, as I'm sure we'll delve into later on, he wants to protect the cow by killing the badger. He's one of these pro badger people.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's harsh. I don't even like the badger, and I don't think we should chew them.
But isn't there talk of fox hunting possibly making a return as well? So maybe something we can discuss in weeks to come. Also, Chuka Amuna, there's no chance that he's going to be the next Prime Minister in 5 years, apparently, he says. So that's and also another C-bomb has been dropped on the old Beeb. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So maybe we can actually get the audio of that to play out as well.
Definitely.
I think we should let the listeners, because in case they haven't heard it. So
you know, the last time it happened with John Inverdale, who said the C-bomb in the phrase rose-tinted glasses. In fact, it used to be on my little board of clips. I think we deleted it recently. It was John Inverdale saying, you know, rose... I know I can say the word, but I feel this is too early. I think it's too early for that particular word.
It is.
Give me
slightly.
Half an hour and I've warmed up.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, well, we'll get that ready then. And then in the next, in second hour, things start getting a bit lighter then, don't they? You kind of start to...
Lighter than a C-bomb?
Yeah, slightly lighter than a C-bomb with Mary. You got your usual call from stateside. We're going to see what's happening there.
Yeah,
And then we've got, I think one of the main stories in that, I'm just looking through my notes here.
I mean, the thing is, though, you are organised. You're selling it really well as if you're not organised. Are you trained in the way of acting? That's the thing, isn't it?
I'm just really good at shuffling bits of paper. One of the best stories I think we're doing is that humans have a shorter attention span, apparently, than goldfish now because of the mobile... smartphones.
I really thought you were going to leave that sentence there.
I thought, no, it is slightly too obvious.
Yeah, but look at the jokes I did at the start of the show. You could have had those.
They were good. They were good jokes.
Measured.
And I've been trying to look for this guy that sneezed out a toy out of his nose after 40 years. I'd quite like to speak to other...
I'm glad we got that story on the final edit of the show, because I have a story that is very similar to that, that involves me sneezing something out.
Really?
And I can't wait to tell that, because...
You're suggesting it's not coming from the nostril?
No.
Oh, you are? No. Oh, sorry, I thought that...
Where
that
else
was
do
the
you sneeze?
Well, maybe the force of a sneeze surely can dislodge things from any orifice.
This is true.
Oh, but one of those, like, portmanteau things where it's a sneeze and a fart, so it's a snart. are you implying that I might have snipped myself?
I thought you had snapped.
Snapped? Pinched off a snap,
the past tense of snipped.
Oh, right.
I don't know.
Oh, this is what I love. It's why I love it. It's so childish, and yet it uses the rules of grammar. So kids can't get it. It's a childish joke that kids don't get. And then there must be something else in the show. We can't just be doing sneezing things out of
men's
face. Oh, no.
They are... This is a good one as well. Apparently, Johnny Depp's dogs... Australia wants to kill Johnny Depp's dogs.
Oh. You're not giving the full story there.
Well,
are you?
I think that's up to you guys, isn't it? I'm just here to tease it, really. And some mystery radio signals that have been baffling some astronomers for years apparently came from the staff microwave.
Brilliant. I think that should be a new feature that we just call, like, Twat of the Day.
Is that... Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh, God, those guys are... Like, you know when people get so intelligent that they start becoming thick again? You know, they sort of go over and they just lose any ability to...
Woody Allen's later films. Same sort of principle on humour, but on a...
He got too funny.
Got so funny, I don't get it anymore.
He's just, slipped over the other side.
Yeah. All right, so it looks like there's going to be... We're going to learn some stuff. We're going to find out some stuff.
Hopefully.
We'll delve into some news. Thank you very much. You've got us all set. Right, Luke, you ready? We'll do a song. We'll get into this lark. Bring the knuckles.
Yeah, I'm all ready.
All prepped. Let's make this happen.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done. Some some news with Stephen Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, joined today by Luke Toulson. And before we go too far into the actual first news story here, Luke, I've been checking out the tweets. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, at Made Up User, at Pretending We Get More Interaction, and at This Is Totally Fake wants to know about your journey in today, because we can't move on before people want to know these things.
Yes, no, I maybe oversold it. I wasn't.